This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The cabinet has given nod to providing health coverage to all senior citizens above 70 years of age, irrespective of income, under Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting last evening in Delhi, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. Senior citizens of the age 70 years and above who are already availing benefits of other public health insurance schemes such as Central Government Health Scheme, Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, Ayushman Central Armed Police Force may either choose their existing scheme or opt for ABPMJ. The senior citizens who are under private health insurance policies or employees' state insurance scheme will also be eligible to avail benefits under ABPMJ. The cabinet also approved PM Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement, PME Drive, scheme with an outlay of 10,900 crore rupees over a period of 2 years. Meanwhile, government has also approved outlay of 12,461 crore rupees for 31,350 megawatt hydropower projects. Mission Mausam was also approved to create a more weather-ready and climate-smart Bharat with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees over 2 years. It is envisaged to be a multifaceted and transformative initiative to tremendously boost India's weather and climate-related science, research and services. The Union Cabinet gave its approval to the PME Bus Seva Payment Security Mechanism Scheme for procurement and operation of e-buses by public transport authorities, PTAs, with an outlay of around 3,435 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that this scheme will support deployment of more than 38,000 electric buses from financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. He added that the scheme addresses the concern of ensuring timely payments to operators through a dedicated fund and will support the operation of e-buses for a period of up to 12 years from the date of deployment. Union Cabinet yesterday gave its approval to the proposal of Department of Rural Development for the implementation of the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 4, PMGSY4, during financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. The total outlay of the scheme will be 70,125 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that under the scheme, financial assistance will be given for the construction of 62,500 kilometers road for providing new connectivity to eligible 25,000 unconnected habitations. The BJP yesterday released another list of its three candidates for Haryana Assembly elections. The party has fielded Rohtash Jangra from Sirsa Assembly seat, while Kanwar Singh Yadav will contest from Mahindragarh and Satish Fagna from Faridabad NIT seat. The names of the candidates were approved by BJP Central Election Committee. The Congress has also released the list of its five candidates for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The party has fielded Mir Iqbal from Baramulla seat, Nizamuddin Bhatt from Bandipora, while Ashok Bhagat will contest from Akhnoor seat. Press Information Bureau, PIB's fact check unit, has warned against a scam that gathers personal information in the guise of providing employment. The fact check unit said that under the scam, a fake Kaushal Bharat Kushal Bharat Yojana website asks people to provide their personal information by filling an application. The government has cautioned people from sharing personal information on such unknown websites. The official website of the government regarding Skill India scheme is kaushalbharat.gov.in. The fifth meeting of the India-Philippines Joint Defence Cooperation Committee was held in Manila yesterday. The meeting was co-chaired by Defence Secretary Giridhar Aramane and his counterpart Senior Undersecretary Minister of National Defence of Philippines, Irineo Cruz Espino. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said that during the meeting, both sides exchanged wide-ranging discussions on bilateral issues. The co-chairs reviewed the outcomes of third service-to-service interactions held on Tuesday and expressed happiness at the overall enhancement in bilateral defense cooperation across all sectors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.